Hi, this is Gian, and you're listening to Kajok, a podcast about the Asian American experience. Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2024, and it is 9:33 p.m. So, Greg and I just got back from doing groceries, which we typically do groceries on Saturday, but we didn't go this past Saturday because we were recording, and so we went today. And we typically go to Trader Joe's, but we've been trying this new thing. I would say today was like the first real full grocery run that we've done at Whole Foods. But yeah, we usually go to Trader Joe's. But we are trying to switch it up right now. And actually, we want to incorporate Trader Joe's and going to H Mart. And, you know, maybe it's like an every other week thing, or maybe we go to H Mart once a month. I'm not really sure. But yeah, so we wanted to incorporate going to Whole Foods instead of Trader Joe's. And so, yeah, today was like the first real run. We did like a little mini run a week and a half ago, I think. And yeah, but it wasn't like the full grocery run. And so yeah, today was like the first real grocery run. And yeah, so the Whole Foods is in Park Slope. And we have been to this Whole Foods before. It's not like we've never been here, but it's not a place that I've ever done an entire grocery run. And I actually don't know that I've ever really done like an entire grocery run at Whole Foods before. Like if I want like some few items, like I'll go to Whole Foods and buy them. But yeah, I don't think I've ever just like only shopped at Whole Foods. And so yeah, the reason why we wanted to switch is because Trader Joe's doesn't have what we need. Like it doesn't have everything that we need, and it's very far and stressful to shop there. So I feel like this is just like a very New York problem, but grocery shopping is such a pain in the ass in New York. And the grocery store that we used to go to, the Trader Joe's that we used to go to, I think was on, I want to say it's in Cobble Hill, but it's like Atlantic Avenue, I think. Yeah. And that one is just like notoriously always insanely busy, but it was the only Trader Joe's in the area. So then we just went there, and it would always be like insane. Like the line is crazy. It's like wrapping around the whole store. Like there's like so many people in there packed, and like it's just like chaos. And you have to like, oh, Greg also would like drive, and then he has to park. So there's no parking lot. So he has to like drive around and find parking. And you can only park like a block away in order for someone to walk your cart, walk a cart. They have like a special cart that can leave the store. And yeah, you can only be a block away in order for them to like walk your groceries to your car. And so, yeah, I mean, like you can't always find parking that close. So then you have to either go get your car and pull up, or you have to carry all the groceries to the car. It's just like such a pain in the ass. And the whole experience is very fucking stressful. And you have to like go in like ready to grocery shop. It's nothing that you have to experience if you live not in New York City. Because like even when we lived in California, it was not like that. In Virginia, nope, not like that. And in no other place is grocery shopping this insane. And it's specific to Trader Joe's being utterly, just utter madness. And yeah, if you go on a Saturday, no, it's just no. And then you go on a Sunday and it's like really no, like really it's so terrible. And yeah, during the pandemic, it was like extra bad, but it was kind of nicer because you could only have a limited number of people in the store. So then at least the shopping experience was not such chaos. But the line out like to get into Trader Joe's was like down an entire long block. And so, anyway, grocery shopping is, like, I feel like the convenient things are inconvenient in New York. But then there's also a lot of convenience here, too. Like, it's kind of, yeah, like, things like groceries and laundry are very inconvenient in New York. But then you have, like, a bodega around the corner. You can go down the street and buy a coffee. You can go down the block and buy lunch. You can go down the block and buy dinner. Like, so in that sense, like, it's convenient. But then, like, these critical things that you need to do every week, like buy groceries and do your laundry, are a pain in the ass. Unless you have laundry in your building or laundry in your unit, like, then, you know, then that's one less thing, but you still have to do groceries. So anyway, we switched our grocery run to Trader Joe's in Williamsburg because, why did we do that? Oh, because they have a parking lot and it was also way less busy. So we discovered that Trader Joe's opened in Williamsburg and we're like, oh, dang. And so then we were like, okay, like, let's go here because I hate going to the downtown, like, it's not the downtown Brooklyn, the Cobble Hill Trader Joe's. They also have a downtown Brooklyn one, but that one is also a pain in the ass because, like, parking is even more difficult to find. And yeah, that one's also busy too. So, neither of those Trader Joe's, even though those are closer, are really options because it's such a stressful experience. And then sometimes you go and they don't have a lot of things because, like, everybody and their mom goes there. Everybody and their mom who lives in Brooklyn goes there. So, we decided let's go to Williamsburg. It's not like it's that much further than, I mean, it is, but it's like, by the time you find parking, it's kind of the same amount of time. And yeah, I remember too, before Greg would drop me off at the front of Trader Joe's and then I would go in and start shopping while he finds parking. It was like a whole, like, mission. It's like Mission Impossible every fucking Saturday. And so, yeah, but even going to Williamsburg, it is still an ordeal. You still have to drive for 30 minutes. Yes, they have a parking lot, but now this Trader Joe's is super busy. So it's, yeah, I think, like, it's inevitable. Like, when we first started going to that Trader Joe's in Williamsburg, it was like a year old, but now it's not. And so now there's, like, plenty of people that go there. And they have a Whole Foods in Williamsburg. And so I feel like maybe there's less people. There are definitely less people than the one on Atlantic Avenue, but it's still, like, crazy town when you go in. It's just, like, chaos. You have to, like, prepare yourself to go grocery shopping. Like, sometimes I put headphones in, like, earbuds, because, like, it's so overwhelming and, like, overstimulating to be in Trader Joe's. And also, the bathroom, they only have, like, one stall, so that's fucking annoying. And then there's always a line to go to the bathroom. And so, anyway, but we've been going to Trader Joe's since we've been dating, which is 2013. So that's, like, you know, 11 years of Trader Joe's shopping together. And I don't even know how we came across the thought of, let's go to Whole Foods. I think we were sick. It was when we were sick and I was like, I can't go there and let's just go close by or something. Like, or we needed certain ingredients that they weren't going to have at Trader Joe's. And I had already been feeling, like, the last couple months, I was already feeling like, I fucking can't do Trader Joe's. It's, like, way too crazy and I hate going there and I like, dread Saturdays. And so let's try Whole Foods. Plus, we need different ingredients that they don't have at Trader Joe's. And so, yeah, we are, like, trying out going to Whole Foods that's closer. And they have, like, a parking area, but it's, like, a parking lot. Like, it's not, like, a parking deck like the Trader Joe's one. And the Trader Joe's parking deck, it's, like, tight. And, like, there's still, like, a line to get into the parking deck. So you have to, like, wait in your car, like, and, like, it's still, people be, like, honking at you because they need to get through while you're trying to get into the parking deck. It's, like, a whole thing. And so, yeah, so we went today and like I said, we've been to this Whole Foods before, and it's just like, it's like an unreal experience. Like, it feels like you're in the suburbs. You just like park your car in the parking deck, or like the parking area, like a parking lot. And there's enough parking. It's never like, you don't ever have to be like waiting in line to get a parking spot. You just find one and you just go in. And yeah, like they have like food there. So if I need to eat dinner, then I can just go and get something. Like, so today I got like the salad bar, went upstairs, ate that. We had some Amazon returns to do. So Greg did the Amazon returns because they do Amazon returns there too. And then after that, we did groceries. And yeah, it's expensive to shop there. And it's, I wish that they had like Trader Joe prices. But I think like for what we need right now, which is just like, we need like things to be a little bit easier. And just going to this Whole Foods makes like life just that much easier. Just like takes a little bit of the edge off of like life being like such chaos here in New York City. And like when I'm walking around the grocery store, like I don't feel anxious. Like it's not packed to the point where I'm like, oh my God, there's so many people in here and I like need to put headphones in because it's so overwhelming. Like, no, you can just walk around the grocery store. And yes, sure, it's like busy, but it's not anything like Trader Joe's insanity. And so, yeah, we did that today. And also, we never go grocery shopping on a Thursday because like who wants to drive to Williamsburg? Who wants to even like engage in this stressful activity on a weekday? Not me. So that's what we did tonight. And oh man, I'm grateful for just like a little bit of the edge being taken off and like just feeling like comfortable when I'm going to the grocery store. Like, I just feel like that is so overrated. Like, when you live in the suburbs, you take for granted how easy it is to go buy groceries. And like in New York, it is so unbelievably stressful. And so yeah, to just go and feel like I can leisurely grocery shop, it might sound small, but it's like makes a huge fucking difference. And yeah, I liked that today. That was a good experience. So yeah, that's what today's episode is about. It's about grocery shopping. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.